This is the second time South Sudan is hosting and leading the Nile Basin Initiative Council of Ministers. It first ran the regional water governing body in 2013. Emmanuel Lado Parmenas, Undersecretary in South Sudan's Water Resources and Irrigation Ministry, made the announcement alongside Sylvester Matemo, Executive Director for the Nile Basin Initiative.
We are 10 member countries in the Nile Basin Initiative, and the meetings normally rotate from one country to the other, and the rotation goes in according to the alphabetical order. So currently, the chairmanship is in Rwanda, as I said. The next one, when the meeting takes place in South Sudan, the chairmanship will be now in the hands of the Republic of South Sudan.
Parmenas says the meetings in Juba will focus on best practices in using the Nile waters and developmental projects in the areas of hydropower, groundwater, climate change, and cooperation among the Nile Basin countries. Matemo notes the Council of Ministers is the highest decision-making body of the Nile Basin Initiative. Meetings are held once in a year in the host country. He says NBI member states make decisions about shared water use, ways to protect the environment, and issues regarding climate change.
To be the chair of the council is a credibility for the country. But to go for quantity, there are those that are not quantitative, like to become the chair of Council of Ministers, where you can do a lot of things in terms of decision on behalf of the others. That is a credibility. It's not an easy.
This year, the leadership of the NBI has 5 days of engagements in Juba beginning today. Matemo says technical meetings involving 20 technical representatives from the 10 NBI countries and development partners will take place in the 4 days ahead of the Council of Ministers meeting. Matemo says the Council of Ministers is expected to discuss governance issues of the NBI as well as key projects aimed at strengthening socio-economic development in the region.
One of which is the hydrometry project. The other one is the groundwater project. So these are the major that pick a big part of the money from the donors. The others are the policy issues, country engagement, to engage with the countries, to discuss with the capitals, to streamline issues, to get the feeling of the countries on how we should coordinate matters.
Hydromet is an NBI project initiated in 2019 with an aim of addressing challenges of data scarcity on water management in the NBI region. The NBI was created in 1999 to coordinate and govern issues of water management of the River Nile to try to ensure equitable usage of the Nile waters among the sharing countries. A long-running dispute between Egypt, Sudan, and Ethiopia over a massive hydroelectric dam being built by Ethiopia remains a contentious issue. Egypt and Sudan have both argued that Ethiopia has acted unilaterally for a second year when it began filling up the reservoir behind the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam earlier this year. At least 270 million people across the region depend on the River Nile's water for economic development. Each member state of the NBI pays annual fees of at least $500,000. South Sudan has struggled to clear years of unpaid fees to the body. Parmenas did not say how much South Sudan is in arrears, but told the reporters efforts are underway to clear the money Juba owes the NBI.
Our arrears is still there. This is attributed to the fact that currently we're implementing an austerity budget, but I am hopeful that within the coming financial year, we might probably be able to address part of this outstanding areas.
Parmenas says the South Sudan Minister of Water Resources and Irrigation had presented a concept note to the country's governance and economic clusters in efforts to clear the arrears. He says the two clusters have approved the concept note and it now awaits the blessings of the Council of Ministers. In 2019, South Sudan lost the opportunity to appoint the NBI executive director following its failure to pay its debt. NBI member states include Sudan, Ethiopia, Uganda, Egypt, Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, the DR Congo, and South Sudan. Eritrea is a member but as an observer only. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.